Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Mary LaHaye of the Iowa Friends of Companion Animals about dog breeding and puppy mills in Iowa. This is part two of a two-part interview.
So people might not even have any idea where this puppy's coming from.
No, and most people don't even think about it until after the fact. I get many calls every year from people all over the country. They buy a cute puppy that gets their attention in a pet store, and then that puppy gets sick. They spend thousands on vet care. The puppy dies anyway. And then they come in search of where that puppy came from in hopes of being able to get some sort of restitution. And that's not possible. It doesn't happen. So the key is to do your homework before you buy the puppy. Don't fall for that emotional decision. I know it's tough, but you just can't.
And the term you often hear is puppy mill.
Uh-huh.
What separates somebody from being a responsible breeder to running a puppy mill?
Sure. It depends on who you ask. Everybody has sort of a different opinion as to the definition of a puppy mill. My own personal definition is if the adult dogs are kept for the sole purpose of breeding and they are not afforded everything they need to live a normal dog life. If they're kept in cages 24/7, if they're not allowed to socialize with other dogs, if they're not allowed to socialize with people, if they're just churning out puppies for the purpose of making money, that's a puppy mill. We've got breeders in the state with as many as 200, 400 dogs in a kennel. We have one breeder that keeps 1,500 adult dogs consistently. Well, I don't think there's much arguing that those are puppy mills. But we have people who have as few as 20, 50 dogs. And, I do believe it's possible to have that many dogs and have it be a humane situation for those dogs. But you have to hire a lot of people to help you do it. And we know from Department of Revenue records that not many of these breeders hire people. So these dogs are sitting in cages just waiting for the next time to be bred or to give birth to puppies.
So with the legislative session starting up, that bill you're hoping to see move forward, who's going to address it first? Is this something that committees have to take into action first?
Yeah. And last year we got it through two committees in the Senate, but it never made it to the Senate floor. It never even got going in the House. This year we've got some members in the House who are going to champion it for us, hopefully. But as you likely are hearing, there are a lot of other really big issues coming up, and we don't discount those, obviously. We recognize that this dog breeding situation is not the most dire situation in the world, but it just seems so darn easy. It just would be real easy to fix, but we run into really ridiculous and outrageous opposition from groups that they just don't understand what's going on and won't understand what we're trying to achieve.
And am I correct in understanding that with this bill, it would simply reinforce laws that are already on the books?
The Iowa Department of Agriculture already inspects the small-scale state licensed breeders. So it would just be an extension of their responsibilities to also inspect the USDA licensed facilities. So in that regard, yes, it is an expansion of their oversight.
And would this require the state to hire any more people?
Yep, there would be the need to hire people, and we built in the monies for that into the bill with license fee increases for the breeders. Right now, every breeder pays $175 a year to be in business in Iowa, and they pay that if they own four dogs or if they own 1,500 dogs. And that's very inequitable. So we've created a tiered fee schedule where the fee is commensurate with the numbers of adult dogs. And that makes sense. And that will cover the cost of the inspectors.
And often organizations have a certain day when they go to the Capitol. Will you have one of these?
Yes, absolutely. Wednesday, February 3rd, we have our annual lobby day. We do this every year. And in fact, we have a bus that picks people up in Coralville and brings them to Des Moines. We're going to have a lunch. We'll have a speaker. We have a fabulous speaker coming, Teresa Strader from National Mill Dog Rescue in Colorado. And then we head people up to the Capitol and we give them everything they need to lobby their legislators in support of the bill that we're hoping to get through this year.
And in closing, can you tell us how you got involved or felt the call to found this group?
I've learned about what was going on in the state. We have the second largest number of puppy mills in the nation. I knew that they were just, you know, as I dug into it, I found that there was very little oversight of them. And I knew that things were bad based on USDA inspection reports. And I couldn't find anybody who was doing much about it. So I did.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Mary LaHaye of Iowa Friends of Companion Animals. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com.